I think it's an interesting time looking at what's going on in the government right now. And obviously, we all heard about the 5% request from the White House for reductions in budget. So what we were interested in looking at was what is the savings potential for the greater program and improved project management? And so there are a series of discussions going on the Hill right now, including the S-920 legislation put forth by Senator Carper. So we wanted to get a sense for how is the government doing in program management, and importantly, is it using the program management disciplines that are mandated?
So what are the most important findings then, and how surprised were you at this?
Well, I think the most important findings are, you know, with the self-assessment, when procurement professionals say that they could save 30% of the existing budget, and if we use the 2008 number, which I think is $527 billion in terms of contract spend for the government in terms of buying things, and if you take 30% of that, that's $158 billion. So at a time when the government is being asked to reduce its budgets by 5%, the procurement professionals are telling us they could actually reduce their budgets by more than that, perhaps as much as 30%.
And I'm seeing what they gave themselves for grades in procurement process maturity, as the survey put it. And 12% of the people surveyed gave themselves an A. The locus seemed to be B minus C. Maybe if 14% gave themselves a D, a few gave themselves an F. So kind of middling at best, gentlemen's B minus or C plus score. And so the question arises, if they have these tools, what's stopping them? Did that come through at all in any of the results?
Well, I think, yes, it does. As far as earned value management and capital planning and investment control, and these aren't the sexiest terms in the technology market today or in the government market today, but they are the fundamentals in terms of providing a foundation of insight in terms of how you're doing on your project. And so just 17% of those surveyed say that they have implemented on a consistent and are consistently using EVM, and just 14% say they've implemented and are using CPIC. So I think what's interesting is if you cross-tab the grades, how they assess their maturity and their success and performance in program management against their utilization of EVM and CPIC, what you see is that those that are using these tools consistently believe they're doing a much better job in program management.
Yeah, so those are components. You can't have a good program if you're not in control of it, in
right.
other words.
And 56% of the audience says that they lack program management training.
One of the things that struck me about this is the issue of grading yourself and grading yourself so low. I mean, if somebody were to give me a survey like this, I'd say, yeah, I'm doing good. I'm rocking it. But these guys aren't doing that. And I'm wondering if this speaks to the issue of morale. When I've talked to procurement officials just out and about at different events I've attended, it doesn't seem to be great.
Well, I think it's interesting to note that the federal workforce, the federal acquisition workforce, its workload has increased some 140% in the past decade. So I think the point of morale is interesting. And I think in a time when we're looking to realize savings in all sectors of the economy, what we see here is that it's going to cost money to put in place increased training and provide these officials with these professionals with the tools they need to do a better job. So let's be clear, it's not going to be free to do this, but it's not going to cost $158 billion to do that.
Yeah, but it would be considered an investment for that agency or for that group.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, and I think that, you know, as far as the metrics that we would get out of it, it would give us much clearer insight into how we're doing, not just in IT programs, but across all of the government spending.
We're speaking with Steve O'Keefe, the president of Meritalk, and speaking of government spending, one of the questions came up in the survey relates to an Obama administration, not so much an initiative, but something it's encouraging agencies to do, and that's use firm fixed-price contracts. And what the survey found is not all the feds agree that this is actually going to improve program efficiency. Can you comment on that finding?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the net of it here is that one size doesn't fit all. And so if we're looking for, and the administration has talked about increased use of firm fixed price contracts, and I think that works well in certain areas, and clearly the government procurement professionals tell us it works well in some areas. But if you're looking at, let's say, a more speculative research and development type program, firm fixed price doesn't make any sense. So the net here is that the one size doesn't fit all.
There's also this issue of transparency and having to keep as much transparency in the process as possible. Do you find that the survey showed issues with transparency that are positive, that they expect to include more of that, or is it more frustrating for them? Is just one more thing to have to do?
Well, I think, you know, so the survey points the issues in program management. It shows that there aren't sufficient tools. It shows there are obviously significant savings on the table. But it does also say that, you know, just 49% of the respondents say they want to increase top-down transparency in management. Only 18% say they plan to leverage technology innovation such as Web 2.0 to increase contract ROI, reporting ROI. And only 21% say that they plan to encourage citizen participation and actively address citizen inquiries. So I think that there's insight across the board here in terms of what we need to do to improve things, but also some of the things I think that the procurement audience needs to do, the procurement professionals need to do to embrace change.
And so what happens now? What will you do with the survey? Whose eyes do you want to get it before?
Yeah. So there is Senator Carper has been looking at it. There's legislation on the table called S-920. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Oh, yeah.
But it recently passed the Senate, and so that committee in Senator Carper's office has been looking at the research, and they're actually commenting on the study.